Welcome to CME on ReachMD. This episode is part of our Minute CE curriculum. Prior to beginning the activity, please be sure to review the faculty and commercial support disclosure statements, as well as the learning objectives.
Hi, folks. Vic Tapson here from Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. We're going to talk about a hip replacement case today. It's a 76-year-old man, status post left total hip for severe arthritis, had a CABG 4 years ago, poor mobility. VT prophylaxis plan was aspirin once a day for 30 days for his total hip prophylaxis. So 2 weeks after surgery, has some swelling of his calf. Next morning, dyspnea. Fortunately, gets to the ED. They figure out what's going on right away. CT scans performed. He's got PE and got some residual DVT. There's this small pulmonary embolism, non-compressible popliteal veins there. So rivaroxaban's initiated, 15 milligrams twice daily for proven VTE. He'll get this for 3 weeks, followed by 20 once a day with food. At 6 months, he gained 35 pounds. BMI was up. He's sitting around a lot. He gets a repeat ultrasound. I always do this before I consider stopping anticoagulation. And he's got poor vein recanalization and chronic thrombus. So we can't really stop his anticoagulation right now. What we can do is decrease the dose. We drop the dose to 10 milligrams once a day without food and continue this. And I'll come back to why we did that. So here's some questions. What are the supporting data for the treatment plan? Why did this event occur? How should patients be prophylaxed for VTE after total hip? Key question. So bottom line is, when you have acute PE, the recurrence rate is higher if you're idiopathic, but it's still high if you're provoked. If you have a provoked VT like this gentleman did, your recurrence rate's higher than in someone who never had one. So just think about, should you consider continuing anticoagulation? And in this case, another Prandoni study, if you've got residual thrombosis at 3 to 6 months, your risk of recurrence is higher. So in this case, we decided he's not moving around. He's gained weight. He's got residual clot. We're going to continue the anticoagulation, but we can drop the dose based on the Einstein choice study. This study randomized VT patients to continue anticoagulation after 6 to 12 months, either 20 once a day, 10 once a day, of rivaroxaban, or aspirin. And bottom line was, comparing aspirin with 10 of rivaroxaban, much lower recurrence rate with Riva, and about the same major bleed rate, which is pretty impressive here. So good day to continue anticoagulation safely and effectively. Why did this VT event occur? He was compliant with his aspirin. Let's look at the prophylaxis literature for total hip. And we're doing a lot more total hips nowadays. That's the bottom line here. Death rate's very low. Orthopedic surgeons are very good at this. But we still have to prophylax. Risk of thrombosis is higher, even if you're prophylaxed, if you have certain additional risk factors. If your age is greater than 75, poor ambulation, obesity, cardiovascular disease, our patient has all of these factors. So again, I would not go with aspirin in this patient. I would have gone with DOAC right off the bat. Many ortho guys use aspirin nowadays. I think it makes sense in certain cases. I'd make sure they're very low risk. So we've got a little data, old data here on rivaroxaban, extended duration rivaroxaban versus short-term enoxaparin for prevention of VTE after total hip, double-blind randomized trial. And we found that Riva was significantly more effective given extended duration than short-term enoxaparin. So good data for the DOACs and rivaroxaban in total hip and knee prevention. Another study by David Anderson here. Aspirin or rivaroxaban. What David did was, and his colleagues, they took patients undergoing total hip or total knee, and they randomized these cases to once daily oral rivaroxaban until post-day five. Then they were randomized to continue Riva or switch to aspirin for an additional 9 days for knee or 30 days for hip, and followed for 90 days. So either 5 days up front, followed by aspirin, for switching to aspirin, or continue rivaroxaban. Bottom line here, 5 days of rivaroxaban prophylaxis followed by aspirin was not different than continuing Riva the whole duration of prophylaxis. So use the DOAC up front, use the rivaroxaban up front, then followed by aspirin may be a safer way to go. And bottom line here, and my last slide here, is timing of VT prophylaxis. Generally, you start the anticoagulant 6 to 12 hours or more after surgery, if the patient can eat. If they can't, use low molecular weight heparin until they can eat. For total hip, extend prophylaxis for 35 days. For most patients, the same agent used for the same 35-day course, you can use rivaroxaban. I mentioned the data suggesting in low-risk patients may be switching to aspirin. Low-risk cases are those, no other risk factors for VTE, no other indications for long-term anticoagulation, and so on. So if the patient's low-risk, you got a better shot of just continuing aspirin, those folks. But I'd have a very low threshold, use a DOAC. Very good data for the DOACs nowadays for total hip and total knee replacement. Make sure you do the correct duration. Thanks very much, folks. That's a 5-minute blurb on prophylaxis and total hip and how to treat subsequently. Thank you.
You've been listening to CME on ReachMD. This activity is jointly provided by Global Learning Collaborative, GLC, and Total CME LLC, and is part of our Minute CE curriculum. To receive your free CME credit or to download this activity, go to reachmd.com/CME. Thank you for listening.